So I'm here tonight with Julia Rodenis. She is the events co-director for DC Web Women, and she is helping plan Tech the Halls this year. She's on the programming team, and you helped plan Tech the Halls for the first time last year. So what went into that last year, and are you excited to do it again this year?
Yeah, so I was very excited to be a part of Tech the Halls last year. It was actually my first DC Web Women event. I discovered DC Web Women just doing a quick Google search about different women's initiatives in the DC area related to technology. And DC Web Women was the first thing that popped up. And I reached out to the president and asked how I could get involved. And it just so happened that Tech the Halls was the next big event on their calendar. So last year was a lot of just learning the ropes, understanding what the event was, what the mission of DC Web Women really is. And last year, I did a lot of just kind of the logistics planning, getting sponsors and coordinating day of volunteers and just doing the day of logistics. So that was really a great experience. I got to meet so many people in the DC tech community that I don't think I otherwise would have met. So overall, I'm very excited for this year. I'm getting a little bit more involved and hands-on with more aspects of the event this year. So
how so? What are you hoping to bring to Tech the Halls this year that you might have not done last year?
This year, my team and I really wanted to bring a philanthropic partnership, which is new. We didn't do this last year, but this year we're going to be partnering with Thrive DC to run a clothing donation drive. And they're asking for items that are in high demand for their clientele. So Thrive DC, their mission is to prevent and end homelessness, and they need our help to provide clean clothes and undergarments so that their clients can stay healthy and, you know, dignified. And for each item that's donated at Tech the Halls, we'll be giving each guest one raffle ticket. And the raffle tickets give you a chance to win one of several prizes that we'll be giving away that evening.
That's so neat. Is there a limit to that, how much you can bring? Because I know it's fall and I'm cleaning out my closet.
No, so there's no limit. What Thrive DC is really looking for during this time of year is new women's underwear, new men's boxers, used or new sweatpants, used or new t-shirts, and actually also laundry detergent liquid pods, because Thrive DC offers laundry services to their clients as well. We really wanted to partner with a local charity. And since Thrive DC, I actually live down the street from Thrive DC, and I've seen several other charity events with their logo or with their partnership as well. And we're really excited to partner with them for Tech the Halls.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good initiative and like something that's like totally under the spirit of like, you know, the holidays and giving and helping people, and especially as we approach the colder months, that's a really, really great program. Are you doing anything else?
So we're hoping to have more philanthropic or social impact related events in the future, having, you know, like food drives or group events where we would have a volunteer event at another local charity or even with Thrive DC again in the future. And that isn't all planned out yet, but definitely after the holidays, we're going to continue on with that mission.
So you said that you are really interested in getting more out of workplace gender diversity initiatives. Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, I actually work at Deloitte Consulting, and I've been involved in several women's initiatives and diversity inclusion initiatives at Deloitte Consulting. It's something that I've always been very passionate about. Even, you know, as an undergraduate student, I was involved in women in STEM initiatives then. And I think, you know, in my time as an undergraduate student and now as a professional, I've seen that there's so many opportunities for engaging underrepresented groups in any industry, but specifically in tech. And it's really apparent that companies can invest a lot of time and resources in their diversity programming, but yet, you know, we still don't see the results that we would expect to see in terms of how many women or diverse groups are represented in the boardroom or as, the CEOs or CFOs. And so this is a topic that I'm passionate about and that I've been working on within Deloitte as well.
That's really great. How do you think companies could better represent gender diversity in the workplace?
I think what really matters is putting in the dollars where it really matters. So in terms of not just having simple networking events, but focusing more on mentorship. So let's say there's a women's group at a company that's for women in tech and promoting their careers and longevity. I think it's about investing, not necessarily engaging the largest group of people, but also focusing on meaningful relationships. So having great mentorship programs and making sure that those mentorship relationships have longevity, enough longevity for there to be an impact. So as opposed to one-off, happy hours or dinners, focusing more on a longer relationship for underrepresented groups to have that one-on-one tailored advice.
Yeah, I definitely agree that companies could do a lot better with their, reaching out and getting groups of people together that otherwise wouldn't be together. And also, I've seen some companies start to have diversity initiatives where they specifically seek out companies or things that are doing stuff for diversity and inclusion and giving them sponsorship dollars and money
mm-hmm.
to or even just a space. So if your office can hold a space or they can pay for the food or they can do something to show that they really do care and get these groups of people into tech and, not just do the lip service thing.
Right, exactly. And I think there's so many things that, especially as a woman in tech, that I would value from, whatever company could provide, these certain opportunities that are, honestly, not a lot of monetary investment, but are super high impact. For example, one program that I did at my current company that addressed unconscious bias. And it was kind of a workshop that was just all about unconscious bias. And, I learned about my own biases that I didn't even realize I had. And then also I learned how to deal with others that might have unconscious bias towards me. So that kind of training and understanding, not just for women, but for everyone, can be really valuable. I think another thing that I've really appreciated that I've started to see actually happen, more with DC Web Women and also at my current company is engaging male allies to promote gender diversity. So a lot of, women's initiatives might have a male senior leader or someone, a male who is very prevalent in this industry or space, serve as an ally for that group, promoting their events, engaging with their members. I think that's also really important as well.
Absolutely. Even just retweeting, if you're a person of high stature and, you're well known in the tech community, you have no idea how much a simple retweet can make a difference because you're showing that you care and you're also, showing other people. And they're like, oh, that's great. If this person thinks this is great, maybe I should check this out because it's kind of like putting your seal of approval on it and saying, hey, check out this group because they're doing great things. And that's how you get more people to follow. Definitely doing that makes a big difference. And I love having male allies. I love the show when we do on Greater Than Code, our panelists who are on the show who are male are fantastic and amazing. And I love that these male allies are stepping up in our community and speaking out and getting behind women and saying they matter too.
Yeah, it definitely is validating as well as, if you know that your male peers respect you and understand you and understand your perspectives and want to support you. I think there's, you can't really put a dollar value on that.
No, yeah, the sense of validation can sometimes just be enough. I mean, even with just anybody in general, just telling somebody that, hey, what you're doing is pretty cool and validifying that, it can really make a difference. So I always make it a point to, tell people I know, like, hey, I saw you did this and I just wanted to say it's really awesome and good job. That stuff like that can make a big difference in, just a person's life.
Right. There was one time I was it was actually an internal competition at my company, and it was kind of like a pitch competition. We were to think up a new innovative technology solution or idea and pitch it to pretty important people like the CIO, the chief talent officer, a couple other highly ranked people. And I was in a group of three women and three men. And we had originally asked two of the men in the group to present. And then one of the other men in the group actually said, Julia, I think you should present. You had a lot of great ideas. And it would be really great to, see a woman up there and also hear, a woman's voice alongside a man's voice for this. And I was like so taken aback. I wasn't expecting it and I was super nervous to do it, but it was really very cool to feel supported and be recognized in that way. And also that, my male teammate saw that there should be more equality up on stage. So I was very touched by that.
Yeah, those things are really awesome when they happen, and I wish they happened more.
Yeah, it really does. And I think, there's some overrated measures that companies take in terms of, incentivizing people to hire more women or whatever. But I think if you change that culture and that's how everyone thinks and acts at your company, then you see more impact, I think.
So what is the main thing you're looking forward to this year at Tech the Halls? Like, what are you like looking forward to as far as the event, entertainment, or anything? It can be anything.
I'm actually really excited for the venue. We have sort of an unconventional venue. We're going to be at iStrategy Labs, which I believe is like in the Shaw area. But iStrategy Labs is really cool. They're actually, it's more of an office space than, a bar or a restaurant. So that's definitely really different. And they're kind of I think they're an ad agency. Yeah, so that's just kind of cool that we're doing our event somewhere that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
That sounds really cool. Well, it was so nice to get to talk to you, and I can't wait to meet you at Tech the Halls. I think there's what? I think we have 45 days on the countdown now.
Yeah, we do. We're doing an awesome kind of Tech the Halls social media countdown. So if you check out our Twitter or Instagram, you can see everyone's excitement building on those social media accounts.
Yeah, I got to do mine on Saturday. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, mine's coming up soon, so I'm excited.
Cool. So, where can we find you in the meantime, Julia? Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am on Twitter. My Twitter handle is JMEOWWW. I like cats. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Julia Rodenis. Feel free to catch me there as well. And yeah, those are my two main social media accounts.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely be looking for you. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me.